بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, I intended to talk to you about today the most important thing in our life, which is that of achieving and attaining and gaining and getting the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maghfirah. There are only two things which can be called dhururiyat. Dharuri is something which, the absence of which will cause harm. It's not something which you like to have. It's something that if you don't have it, it will kill you or it will cause you some major damage. This is dharuri. Now in that context, there are only two dharuriyat of the human being. One is hidayah, is guidance in this life, and two is maghfara when he dies, is forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything else is not daruri. We need health, we need wealth, we need food, we need children, we need families and whatnot, but none of those are daruri. If somebody does not have that, if somebody is sick and remains sick all their lives and dies, they will not go to Jahannam. If somebody has no money and dies in a state of poverty, they won't go to Jahannam. And so on and so on and so on. But if somebody dies without hidayah, without Islam, that's it. If somebody has Islam, but the way he or she lives that Islam or fails to live that Islam and they do not gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they meet them, there is no hope after that. So, hidayah in this life and maghfirah when we die. The question is not about them. The question is about me. Because I am alive. That is why the Sahaba used to say, and Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is one of the famous ones. He used to say, follow those who are dead. Because they have achieved. So if they died on Iman, alhamdulillah, Allah forgave them, then they are on the right path, they are safe. But those who are alive, we don't know. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And this is the dua that our mother Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase her darajat and be pleased with her. She asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam this specific question with respect to Laylatul Qadr. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I happen to find Laylatul Qadr, what should I ask Allah? What dua should I make? And he taught her the dua which all of us know. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anna. فَعَفُوا عَنِّي اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌ تُحِبُّ الْعَفُوٌ فَعَفُوا عَنِّي. We make the dua for all of us. اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌ تُحِبُّ الْعَفُوٌ فَعَفُوا عَنَّا. Oh Allah, you are the one who forgives. Oh Allah, you like to forgive. You are the forgiver. You like to forgive. So forgive me. See the beauty of this dua. SubhanAllah, we have to reflect on the language. The Arabic language is difficult, I know. But it is a miracle in itself. See this dua. This dua is not saying, oh Allah, forgive me because I need to be forgiven. Oh Allah, forgive me because... Ya Allah, you like to forgive, so please yourself. It makes you happy, so be happy. You like to forgive, so forgive me. Huh? This is the essence of ubudiyat. Ya Allah, I don't exist. I'm asking you, Ya Rab, you do something which pleases you. Hey, think about this. Forgiveness. There is a beautiful story about this man who was in the time of Musa alayhi salam. And Rasulullah mentioned this story in the hadith, we find this. Now this man was so evil, so bad, and he was so troublesome, such a big nuisance to everybody, that eventually the people of the town, they threw him out of town. They banished him. They said, get out of here. So this man now is on his own in the wilderness somewhere, and something happened to him and so forth, no one to take care of him. he died. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi to Musa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that man which all of you threw away, threw out from here, expelled him, he has died in such and such a place. Go and do his ghusl and make his salatul janazah and bury him. Who is being sent to do that? Musa alayhi salam. And Ulul Azam min al-Rusul. One of the greatest of the prophets. Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, announce it in the town that whoever accompanies you, Allah will forgive all of them. Hey? So obviously the whole town now goes there. They find the body of the man, they do his ghusl, kafan, they bury him. Musa alayhi salam makes dua, all of these people pray behind him. When all of this is over, and Musa alayhi salam is ajib among the Anbiya, he had this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salam says, Ya Rab, I did everything you told me to do, you saw this, now tell me why. What is this thing? Because this man was such a big nonsense, such a big nuisance. We threw him out. And not only do you send me to make his janazah, you tell everyone to go and you forgive everybody. Alhamdulillah, good for us, but why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Musa, listen carefully and reflect on this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Musa, when he was lying there alone, there's no one there. And he cannot move. Whatever happened to him, he was, you know, dying last minutes of his life. He said, he called to me and he said, Ya Rab, if I knew that by punishing me, it would increase your rank by an iota, I would not seek forgiveness. If I knew that by punishing me, it would increase your jalal and your jamal and your rank even by an iota, I would not seek forgiveness. Then he says, Oh my Rab, if I knew that by punishing me, it would make you happy even by an iota, slightly happy, I would not seek forgiveness. I would say, let punish me. But I know that by punishing me, it will not increase your daraja. And you will not be happy. So forgive me. So Allah says, I forgive him. Now, that is not the bottom line of the story. The bottom line of the story is, who gave this man this tawfiq to make this dua? Huh? How did he get this? From where? This is our Rabb. That is why he said in this kalam, Qul ya ibadi. Again, reflect on the Arabic language. Ask yourself a question. If your own child, you hear this in language all the time, your children do something wrong, so what do you say to your wife? See what your son did. Now if he does something good, see what my son did. Huh? Whoever does anything wrong, we distance them. Yes? See Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's language. Qul ya ibadi. Say to them, O my slaves. Qul ya ibadi. Asrafu ala anfusihim. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Qul ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my slaves, who? Those who have disobeyed me, those who have transgressed against themselves, because we cannot harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do ma'asiyah, this is against ourselves. My slaves, who are my slaves? Not the siddiqeen and shuhada and salihin and anbiya. Those are the my slaves, the sinners. My slaves, the people who make mistakes. My slaves, the people who commit crimes. My slaves, the people who disobey me. My slaves who earn haram. My slaves who eat haram. My slaves, but who turn towards me. Those who have transgressed against themselves. Do not despair of the rahmat of Allah. According to me, this ayat was complete by itself in here. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. The ayat is complete here, but no, Allah is Allah. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Verily, He is the one who is the most forgiving, most merciful. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahmatullah said, if Allah loves a slave, He reminds him again and again of the sins that he had committed in his life. Allah has forgiven those sins. Alhamdulillah, if he make tawbah, make with complete yaqeen, inshallah, Allah said He will forgive, He forgives. But Allah reminds the slave of his sins or her sins so that they can seek forgiveness again and again. This is a sign of the mercy of Allah. We don't forget. We remind it again and again. Right? So very important. Seek forgiveness. The hadith from Muslim Imam Ahmad, Rasulullah SAW said that the one who seeks forgiveness again and again and most often, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove him and take him out of his difficulties and will provide him from sources that he cannot imagine. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become sufficient for him. This hadith is the tafsir of the ayat of Surah At-Talaq. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ هَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Exact meaning. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that with respect to tawbah and istighfar. So what does it mean? The connection between istighfar and tawbah and taqwa. Taqwa begins with istighfar and tawbah. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Allah said, seek forgiveness and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these nights especially, this is the time, seek forgiveness, make istighfar, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of His forgiveness and His mercy for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn towards us with mercy and to turn us and put us on the path of righteousness and to keep us there with istiqamah, with steadfastness. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.